Welcome to the show. Most private health institutions claiming they exist to prevent certain diseases do just the opposite. They actually, though surreptitiously, promote the continuation of those diseases. Why do they pretend to be preventing diseases when in fact they're promoting them? Well, money, of course. Today I'm going to show you just how obscene this reprehensible practice has become.
The Dr. Reality Vodcast with Dave Champion.
Let's start with this. I'm a physiologist and author of Body Science, a groundbreaking book on human physiology that is saving lives every day. The reason I share that with you is to make the point that not only do I have a professional understanding of human physiology, but my work includes subjects such as physiological state of ketosis and behaviors like intermittent fasting and their effects on metabolic health, which is relevant to the latest institutional disinformation. Last week, news sources across the globe reported on a new study claiming people who engage in intermittent fasting are 91% more likely to experience a heart attack than those who don't. A 91% increase. That was pretty terrible, right? Almost a year ago, I covered a similar case of institutional disinformation. Here's what I said back then. Welcome to the Vodcast. In early March 2023, a story took the news industry by storm. Every outlet from CNN to small local stations, bloggers, health and wellness internet sites ran the story. The story was about a scientific study. Would it surprise you to learn there is no study? Only a press release about a study no one has ever seen. In today's presentation, one of the big questions is how many Americans believed the media stories about what the study said, despite there being no study, merely a press release. I say there is no study because it hasn't been published. Hundreds of media outlets ran a story about an unpublished study. Phrased another way, they ran articles about a study they've never seen. Because 9 out of 10 studies are never published, this one may also never be published. Since it's fake science, by that I mean industry propaganda masquerading as science, and a mere press release accomplished the goal of the propaganda getting out to hundreds of millions of people, why release the study and have it discredited? Why did I want you to hear those parts of that earlier presentation? I wanted you to see it because not only is it the same MO being used in the current situation, but it's becoming the established method for corrupt institutions and the media to spread disinformation. While I'm using the word disinformation, it's really malinformation. The definition of malinformation is disinformation that is intended to do harm. And that's certainly the case here. The disinformation we're discussing today is intended to increase your odds of becoming diseased or continuing to be diseased if you already are. These institutions have a powerful financial incentive for you to become diseased or to remain diseased. That powerful incentive is if you learn the truth and get amazingly healthy, as happens to 100% of those who apply what they learn in body science, these institutions will go broke. They will literally cease to exist. With that under our belts, from where did the current disinformation come and what does it say? The disinformation was presented at an American Heart Association conference named Epidemiology, Prevention, Lifestyle, and Cardiometabolic Health, and claims that people who engage in intermittent fasting have a 91% increased chance of having a heart attack than those who don't engage in intermittent fasting. Would you be surprised to learn that despite the media spreading this disinformation across the globe, no one has ever seen the study because it hasn't been released. The media is, yet again, reporting on a press release about a study no one has seen. Showing a complete lack of journalistic integrity, not one of the media outlets spewing this disinformation has revealed to their readers or viewers that they are reporting on a study no one has seen. One might think it's unethical for a reporter to write an article about a study he or she has not seen. One might consider it unethical, on steroids, to not inform viewers or readers that the person who wrote the article has not seen the study. As I mentioned in the earlier presentation, this study will never be released because if it was, it would be factually destroyed within hours. And the purpose of the press release has already been accomplished. The purpose was to have the media spread the disinformation that behavior significantly improving all risk factors for a cardiac event actually increases your odds of having a cardiac event. Before I debunk that nonsense, please take a moment to subscribe to the channel so you'll be notified when new shows post, and hit the like button so the algorithms will share this content with more people. Thanks for taking a moment to do that. Because people have different ideas of what intermittent fasting is, let me quickly address that. Intermittent fasting generally means eating only within an eating window. The most common form of intermittent fasting is called 16-8, which means a person allows themselves an 8-hour eating window each day and does not eat during the other 16 hours of the day. Not only is 16-8 the most common method of intermittent fasting, it is also the method referenced in the press release about this study no one has ever seen. Let's examine a quick list of cardiac event risk factors. Those risk factors are hypertension, high triglycerides, diabetes, and obesity. Let's read those again. Hypertension, high triglycerides, diabetes, and obesity. What factors does intermittent fasting impact? Intermittent fasting significantly reduces hypertension, high triglycerides, diabetes, and obesity. Yet somehow, we are expected to believe that significantly lowering or completely eradicating the primary risk factors for heart attack makes you a whopping 91% more likely to have a heart attack. So what gives? Why is the American Heart Association spreading blatant disinformation? As mentioned earlier, it's all about the money. If Americans got healthy, the American Heart Association is out of business. 3 weeks ago, I released a presentation about LiveStrong.com running an article in which they said that eating less than 20 grams of carbohydrates a day, and I quote LiveStrong here, can be life-threatening. Why would LiveStrong make such an absurd claim? Let's find out. Do that. This brings us to Sheehan's final mind-blowing disinformation when she says, quote, if left untreated, ketosis can be life-threatening. In other words, Sheehan is saying that if you reduce your carbohydrate intake to 20 grams a day or less, you could die. Oh my God. So what is Sheehan really talking about when she says it's life-threatening? Sheehan is referring to ketoacidosis, which has zero to do with the nutritional state of ketosis. Ketosis is the state in which mankind lived from birth till death for millions of years and is the way our 100 trillion cells of our body are programmed to function, while ketoacidosis is a pathological condition generally resulting from a type 1 diabetic failing to take his or her insulin. Phrased another way, ketosis is the most natural way for humans to exist and produces incredible health, while ketoacidosis is the result of having a life-threatening disease to begin with and then not being responsible about taking the drug that keeps you alive. Literally, the only thing ketosis and ketoacidosis have in common is that the first four letters of each of their names is K-E-T-O. And yet somehow, Krista Sheehan, an RN, and supposedly a professional health writer, conflated two completely unrelated conditions simply because they both begin with the same four letters. Does anyone really think LiveStrong doesn't know the difference between ketosis and ketoacidosis? Of course they know. I'm going to put three links in the notes for you. The first will be to my 2023 presentation about institutional disinformation. The second will be the LiveStrong disinformation video. The third is a video in which I spotlight, by name, medical doctors from prestigious institutions who are also spreading this kind of disinformation. Eating less than 20 grams of carbs a day will put you into ketosis. People in ketosis have zero lifestyle chronic diseases such as hypertension, obesity, or diabetes, and don't have high triglycerides. In other words, people living in ketosis don't have the primary risk factors for a cardiac event. Accordingly, ketosis must be attacked and villainized. Livestrong's tactic was to scare people away from ketosis by lying, claiming ketosis is a deadly disease. The American Heart Association is doing the same thing because if everyone in the U.S. chose to live in ketosis tomorrow, within 18 months, the American Heart Association would no longer exist. When you consider my presentation from almost a year ago, Livestrong's more recent disinformation, and the current disinformation put out by the American Heart Association, the methods by which the disinformation is being foisted upon the public becomes clearer. Since we've spoken about both intermittent fasting and ketosis today, I want to ensure everyone understands they are not synonymous. What I mean by that is that while many people in ketosis intermittent fast, not everyone who intermittent fasts is in ketosis. Whenever I put the spotlight on industry or government disinformation, I like to state what the truth is so no one leaves with uncertainty. The truth is that intermittent fasting, such as 16:8, has no dangerous side effects, and when done over a period of time, significantly decreases one's odds of a cardiac event. I'm aware that's the exact opposite of what the American Heart Association is saying. The difference between me and the American Heart Association is they need you to be diseased to stay in business, while all I want is for you to be amazingly healthy. On the matter of living in ketosis, I'll simply inform you that ketosis is the healthiest state in which humans can exist. Because of that reality, it's actually ketosis the American Heart Association and others are attacking, even if the current propaganda mentions things like intermittent fasting. Why is ketosis the real target? Ketosis is the target because the American people discovering the astounding health benefits of living in ketosis is an existential threat to big pharma, big med, and big food, all of which fund the American Heart Association. So, why attack intermittent fasting if ketosis is the real target? That's because a good many people who are of the mind to improve their metabolic health end up going beyond measures such as intermittent fasting and adopt eating styles such as keto and carnivore, which puts them into ketosis. Remember the old line that marijuana was the gateway to hard drugs? Well, one might say that measures like intermittent fasting are the gateway to ketosis. And since ketosis is where the magic happens, the vast majority of people who decide to live in ketosis, as did I more than 6 years ago, are forever lost to big pharma, big med, and big food as customers. Allow me to share a personal anecdote to support that. As I sit here speaking with you, I'm 64 years old, and I haven't been sick a day in the 6 years I've been in ketosis. While people my age normally have multiple chronic diseases and take a slew of big pharma drugs every day, I am astoundingly healthy and haven't given big pharma or big med a penny in those 6 years. And I have no intention of giving big pharma or big med any of my money ever again. Let's do a bit of math. How many people in the U.S. are living in ketosis? That's unknown, but let's say it's 0.5%. Well, forever losing the revenue of 0.5% of the population doesn't please big med, big pharma, and big food. It isn't a disaster. But imagine the financial consequences if 65% or 80% of the U.S. population began living in ketosis. That would be a disaster of biblical proportions for those industries. The response to that scenario is for those industries to put out massive propaganda to scare Americans away from ketosis. Let me say this clearly. A nation in ketosis has near zero need for big pharma, big med, or big food. If you'd like to become astoundingly healthy and never give big pharma or big med another penny of your money, may I humbly suggest reading Body Science. There is a reason it has never gotten less than a 5-star review in all the years it's been out. You can get your copy of Body Science at drreality.news, drreality.news. While you're there, take a look at Income Tax Shattering the Myths, the best-selling book in America that provides you with mountains of incontrovertible evidence straight from the government proving Congress has never imposed the income tax on ordinary, hardworking Americans like you. Whether it's ketosis or the income tax. I practice what I preach. I have been in ketosis for more than 6 years and haven't filed an income tax return or paid a penny of income tax in 30 years. I wrote the best-selling book in the country on the subject and speak about it coast to coast. And here I sit. Perhaps I know something you should know. The only difference between those who know the truth of the income tax and those who still believe the establishment's false narrative is those who know the truth took the time to read Income Tax Shattering the Myths. Once you know the truth, you can decide what you want to do about it, including safely walking away from the scam and keeping 100% of your earnings, if that appeals to you. As with the tens of thousands of people who've read Income Tax Shattering the Myths before you, when you close the final page, you will be 100% certain the U.S. government has lied to you your entire life, along with every other American, and has done so to commit the largest financial crime in world history. No matter what you choose to do with what you learn, Income Tax Shattering the Myths will be one of the most fascinating books you'll ever read. You have my word on that. So go to drreality.news, drreality.news, and pick up a copy of Body Science or Income Tax Shattering the Myths, or both. They will change your life. Also, by purchasing Body Science or Income Tax Shattering the Myths, or both, you help me to continue to be here for you with these revealing and thought-provoking presentations. Please share this video everywhere so others can discover the truth. Thank you for being here.